The Babysitter's Bug Mystery. Rochelle wasn't your average babysitter. Where other teens might dread a quiet night in, Rochelle found herself excited by the prospect of solving puzzles. Her mind was always in motion, darting from one observation to another. This summer, however, brought a mystery she never expected, one she was determined to unravel. It began in the most unlikely way: mosquitoes had vanished. Not just a few here and there, but the entire mosquito population around the nearby municipal park had disappeared without a trace. For many, this might seem like a blessing. No more bug bites. No more buzzing in your ear. But for the park, it was a disaster. The annual Mosquito Festival, a quirky celebration that honored the insect's place in the ecosystem, had been abruptly canceled. No mosquitoes meant no festival, and no festival meant no tourists. Rochelle overheard her neighbor talk about the loss for the community while she babysat one evening. Something about it didn't sit right with her. Mosquitoes don't just vanish. Rochelle's gut told her this was no natural event. Something, or someone, was behind it. But who? And why? Chapter 1, A Drone in the Distance. Rochelle's first clue came while she was walking by the municipal park. She had taken the kids she was babysitting for an afternoon stroll. It was a perfect day, clear skies, cool breeze, except for one odd thing. In the distance, something hovered over the trees near the edge of the municipal park. At first, she thought it was a large bird, but as it drew closer, she saw its metallic glint. A drone. It zigzagged in the air before swooping low over the water and disappearing into the woods. Her mind immediately raced. Drones weren't allowed near the park. That's strange, Rochelle muttered, glancing down at the kids, who were happily playing with pebbles near the pond in the park. The drone was a tiny detail, almost easy to miss. But Rochelle knew better than to ignore small details. That evening, after the kids were tucked in and fast asleep, Rochelle couldn't stop thinking about the drone. It seemed out of place, and her instincts screamed at her to follow up. But how? No one else had seen it. No one else had noticed. This might be nothing, she told herself. But maybe. Rochelle pulled out her notebook. She sketched a quick diagram of where she had seen the drone and began piecing together a plan. If she wanted to solve this mystery, she'd have to trust her instincts, even if others might dismiss her. Chapter 2, Into the Woods. The next morning, Rochelle was back at the municipal park by the river's edge. She couldn't shake the feeling that there was more to the drone's presence. She walked the perimeter, scanning the tree line. Her instincts led her to a narrow path she hadn't noticed before. It was overgrown, almost hidden, but she knew this was the way to go. The woods were eerily silent, save for the crunch of twigs under her feet. No buzzing mosquitoes. No wildlife sounds. Rochelle felt her pulse quicken. She knew she should probably turn back, common sense told her that, but she pressed on. Suddenly, in a small clearing, she found something unexpected. A metallic shed-like structure nestled between the trees. It looked hastily built, its walls patched with mismatched materials. And just in front of it, a control panel that bore the same symbol she had seen etched on the drone the day before. Her heart pounded. What was this place? Who built it? And more importantly, why would anyone need a hidden lab in the middle of the woods? She took a breath, steadying herself. This was her chance to solve the puzzle. But as Rochelle approached the shed, she heard a sound behind her, a twig snapping. She whipped around, her heart racing. Was someone watching her?